This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
The number of Australians in financial distress is on the rise, prompting warnings of more personal bankruptcies as the national economy slows down. Wolfgang Müller explains how to deal with unmanageable debt. Going bankrupt or being declared bankrupt by a creditor who is owed money that cannot be repaid is a serious matter and has legal consequences. The journey into bankruptcy often starts with a small debt that wasn't settled in time and then forgotten. But with late payment fees, penalty charges and high credit interest, that small debt can quickly become a crushing financial burden. Add to that personal factors such as unemployment, relationship breakdowns or ill health, and a difficult financial situation can quickly become desperate. Marta Solofoni is a senior solicitor at the Financial Rights Legal Centre in Surry Hills. She is receiving a growing number of calls about bankruptcies.
In more recent weeks, we have seen an increase in those sort of calls, and particularly fairly complex bankruptcy issues. Definitely been seeing an increase in inquiries or calls about bankruptcy.
Marta Solofoni says the rise in inquiries is often driven by financial institutions threatening customers who have fallen behind with payments with legal action.
But what I'm seeing a lot of is not necessarily that people are voluntarily becoming bankrupt. They're being issued with a notice that a creditor is commencing bankruptcy proceedings to make them bankrupt. So we're getting the calls really quite late in proceedings.
Slipping into bankruptcy can be caused by an unpaid debt of as little as $5,000, but there are other unpleasant consequences, some of which remain on public record for life. Michael Parkinson from the Australian Financial Security Authority spells out some of the consequences of going bankrupt.
A bankruptcy in Australia usually lasts for 3 years and one day. When a person is bankrupt, they lose the right to hold or sell their assets, and instead a trustee is appointed who will take steps to sell their assets and potentially recover payments from their income.
In other words, those who go bankrupt can lose their home. Bankrupts are also restricted in their movements, says Michael Parkinson.
The individual will have to get permission from their trustee if they want to travel overseas.
And worse, the name of a bankrupt person will not be kept secret by the government. It can be checked by anybody, including landlords, employers and banks.
The individual's name being put on the National Personal Insolvency Index, which is a permanent record of all personal insolvencies in Australia. This public register is maintained by AFSA and can be searched by anyone for a fee.
Credit reporting agencies also keep a record of bankruptcies for a minimum of 5 years, and that can make getting a loan from a reputable financial institution much harder. According to our Reserve Bank, Australians owe more than $50 billion on traditional credit cards, and new services like Afterpay, Alipay and Splitit are particularly popular among 18 to 35-year-olds. But many frequently struggle with keeping their spending within their budgets and are mostly unaware of the consequences of debt, says 23-year-old Sofia Petrovich. She believes some delayed payment options could leave many young people worse off.
Because of the way that debt is marketed to us, it seems as not so much of a scary thing. I don't think anyone really explains what it means when you acquire an item but you don't pay for the item up front. And the whole mask that a lot of the different methods of paying things in installments are sort of interest-free also appeals to people, and then they come to the point where they spend more than they may have.
Sofia Petrovich says that most of her friends have no idea about what it means to be unable to pay a debt or of the harsh reality of bankruptcy.
Don't think that young people that get into Afterpay and those mechanisms really know what's waiting for them on the other side of a credit card debt or whatever kind of debt.
Despite widespread public acceptance that debt is part of our lifestyle, the social stigma of going bankrupt is still strong, says Marta Solofoni.
Definitely, I think there is quite a bit of stigma, and debts culturally just seem to be a more private matter. People think it's a personal private matter and they don't seek help. Particularly people of ethnic backgrounds, they're too embarrassed to speak to somebody about debt and aren't seeking the assistance early on to be able to avoid bankruptcy or things like bankruptcy.
From her experience as a lawyer with the Financial Rights Legal Centre, Marta Solofoni thinks that the problem of unmanageable debt is more prevalent in some ethnic communities than official statistics show. She says there are people who are so desperate about the state of their finances that they seriously consider taking their own lives.
I've spoken to a couple of people who have said that that's really the only option they can think of is to commit suicide because of the amount of stress it's causing them.
Free and confidential advice in financial trouble is offered by the National Debt Helpline with qualified professionals who work in community organisations across Australia. They can be reached from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday on 1800 007 007. The feature on bankruptcy and its implications was prepared by Wolfgang Müller. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.